daf was Shkalim daf Hey. So the daf began by telling us, even though in yesterday's daf we learned that there's an inverse relationship between when you're Chayiv and Meiser Behema, the types of partnerships that are Chayiv and Meiser Behema, and when you're going to be Chayiv and giving the Kalbon for the Shkalim. So the Gemara starts out by saying it's not always the case. Sometimes you could have a situation where two brothers are going to be both Chayiv and Meiser Behema and Chayiv in the Kalbon by the Shekel, and sometimes you'll have a case where they're going to be both Pater Meiser Behema and Pater from the Kalbon Machzor Shekel. And the cases are very simple, where the brothers had never split the money from the father's estate, but had split the animals from the father's estate. So they're considered to be shutfim in the animals, but they're considered to be an extension of the father when it comes to the money. The Machzor Shekel comes from the money. The Meiser Behema comes from the animals. And in the reverse, so then everything's going to be the reverse. If they had split I forgot which way I said, but if the other way, everything's going to be the exact opposite. Everything's going to be the reverse. So that's what the Gemara suggested. Then at the very end of the first parak, the Gemara gave five opinions of what we do with the kalbon money. I mean, you had this extra money, so what do we do with this extra money that we make everybody give? So one opinion is l'shkalim. It's extra money that goes into the machzor shekel pot to use to buy extra karbanos, to buy the karbanos hatzibur rather. Second opinion is l'nedava. We use it to give extra karbanos on the mizbeach for when the mizbeach is having some downtime. The third opinion is that we use it to pay for the golden tiles that they lined the entire inside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim with. Fourth opinion was that the shulchanim, the money changers, would need to get paid for their work, so they would use the kalbonos to pay them. And the fifth opinion is l'hotzas drachim, to fix the roads and everything else that needed to be fixed on the roads up to Yerushalayim, so they would use the kalbon money for that. And at the beginning of the second parak, we discuss what happens if I send my machzor shekel with a shliach to bring to Yerushalayim, and he loses it along the way, or it gets stolen from him along the way. So we said if by the time he loses it, the truma has already been taken from the kupos in Yerushalayim, so then the shliach is going to have to swear to the gizbarin that he didn't steal it and that he wasn't posheya, and then I'm fine, I don't have to give any more. But if the truma was not yet taken from the kupos in Yerushalayim, so then he's going to have to swear to me who sent him with the money, and I'm going to have to give a different machzor shekel in its place. The Gemara begins by discussing why it is that we would never be poda when you have a lot to schlep. Let's say you have one shliach for the whole city schlepping up all the machzor shekels to Yerushalayim, so it's a lot to carry, so we'll be poda it for a gold coin, for some golden coins for darkonos. So the Gemara says, well, why don't we just use a pearl or a diamond or something like that? The Gemara says, we don't do that because it could fluctuate in value too much. So if it goes down a lot in value, then the hektish is going to lose. So we don't want to use that. We just use golden coins. The Gemara then discusses, what about a shomer sachar? Is a shomer sachar chayiv to pay for a shekel that he loses when he's bringing to Yerushalayim on behalf of somebody else? Maybe the Mishnah is only about a shomer chinam, and that's why the guy who's bringing it is going to be pater. But maybe if he was paid, maybe then he'd be chayiv. So Gemara says, well, maybe even if it's a shomer sachar, he's going to be pater, like our Mishnah says, and maybe the case of the Mishnah of Gneva Aveda was a kind of Gneva Aveda that was a real onus, that was completely beyond his control. He was mugged by bandits, and that was the kind of Gneva that he had. Or the Aveda was some natural disaster, Tavas Vinasa Biyam, his boat capsized, something that he couldn't possibly control. The Gemara then discusses whether our Mishnah maybe is only going like the Shita, that Kachim Shechayiv Bachrison Kinechasav, that when one is responsible to pay for kachim that gets lost, it becomes like his own property. Because normally the rule is, you would never have nishba in al kachim, you never have to swear for kachim. So why is the guy swearing in our Mishnah? Why does he have to swear about kachim? So maybe it's because we assume that since you're chayiv in the achrayus of this kachim, it becomes like your personal property, and that's why you swear? And Gemara says, no, it could just be a takana derabanan that we swear. That's the extra respect that we show to the machzor shekel, that out of takana derabanan we make the person swear. On Amud Beis, the Gemara discusses is what happens when Hegdish in general gets lost from the Bailim. Rabbi Shimon Lakish says, Hegdish, wherever it is Bereshus Kavoa. It belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, wherever it might be, and therefore it does not need to be replaced. Nothing has to be given in its place. The Gemara discusses also in the Mishnah, when we said that if the shekel gets lost, there are certain occasions where the person who originally sent it is going to have to be mafresh a new machzor shekel. So the Gemara discusses, what if we find the old one? So what do we do with the new one? What do we do with the old one? So we say the first one goes l'tiklun chaditin, for this year's pot of money for the Karbanos HaTzibur, but the second one goes L'tiklin Atikin for last year's pot of money. But there's a machlokas, what we call the first one and what we call the second one. Is the first one that I gave, which is the original one, or is it the first one that they received, which is the replacement one, because we then only found the first one after that? The Mishnah in Halacha Beis tells us that if a person sends his friend to be shokel for him, to give him aksa shekel for him, and the friend instead does it for himself, so he said of him nitrama truma ma'al, that he has violated mi'ila, if the truma was already taken from it. Because once the truma was taken from it, it's supposed to cover the person who sent it. So now that the shliach is using it for his own benefit, he's violating mi'ila. What about if he uses hagdish, if he uses maiser sheni or shvius? So you say, yochal kenegdan. If a person accidentally takes money of maiser sheni and shmita and shvius, and he gives that for the shekel, so all he has to do is transfer that kedusha onto other money that will then become maiser sheni and shvius. Now the lashon of mi'ila, the Gemara questions, ma'al implies that he gets hanah from something. Where's the hanah that the guy's getting? He's just giving a maksa shekel on his own behalf. He's doing a mitzvah, but mitzvah's lav lehanos nitnu. So where's the hanah that he's getting? So the Gemara says the hanah is that normally if a person hasn't yet given maksa shekel, we'll take a mashkun from him. We'll take a collateral from him. This guy's not going to have to give a collateral. So that's the hanah. That's why it's subject to a violation of mi'ila. Okay.